Y'all ready to fly away?
Fly away.
I was waiting for somebody to stand up, put their wings up, and start flying. What happened? Oh, man. Well, this morning, if you open your Bibles up to Isaiah chapter 12, we're going to look at the habits of Thanksgiving this morning as we enter into the time of Thanksgiving. How many folks enjoy the holiday Thanksgiving? You don't overlook it and see Christmas. How many folks don't overlook it? I know I don't. I tell you, it's growing up in my house, it was always the big holiday where all the family got together. We would get together with my dad's side of the family, my grandmother Flack, and all my aunts and uncles and cousins and all those folks. They all lived just down the road, and we'd all get together and have a good time, and you always have all the fixings, right? Everybody have your favorites? Okay, anybody have one they want to yell out? Anything but ham, okay. All right. Okay, there's going to be a fight at that house, but okay. But yeah, we have our favorites, we have our favorite dishes, and we have those things, and we look forward to it. In the Flack household anyway, or where we would be at, it would always be, you would eat the meal, and then it was always a football game would be on TV, and then you would sit in front of that football game, and then you'd gouge yourself a little more. Some of the folks would fall asleep. Right, you'd have some of that group. You have the group that would go out and do their cigars. You have the different groups going and just have that fun time and those memories and have those things. But when we think about Thanksgiving and we think about what we have to be thankful for, the list is endless, is it not? I mean, with the group that is in this morning, I could say, you know what, I'm going to put my notes to the side, and we're just going to have a time of shouting of thanksgiving this morning. We could easily do that, amen? We could fill an hour or two or three easily. Some of y'all looking at me, let's don't do that, okay? But we could easily do that today, and we have all these things that God just blesses us with, and He blesses and He shows us. And quite frankly, every day we get up, it's something we should be thankful for. Amen. I mean, every day that we get up and our feet hit the floor and you can just walk or you can breathe. I'm still getting used to a house that has all tile floor. I tell you, it starts to get cold outside and you don't have socks on. And then you find those little sharp things that come in from the outside. Whew. Man, I have some come to Jesus moments in that house already. Man, it's amazing. But just to think of the different things that we have, and we see in Isaiah 12 here, we see some verses, and in chapter 12 is really Isaiah a song of praise here, and it's him singing, it's him exalting, it's him saying these things that he's thankful for. But more so than that, it's his way of showing thankfulness. Now, I don't know about you, but I know in all reality, we should be thanking God every day, right? But I would dare say that we don't really do that. Now, we pray before a meal, right? Okay, listen, it's a quiet bunch. It feels quiet in here this morning, does it not? Does it feel quiet in here to you? Yes, thank you. Okay, all right. We're going to be here a while, okay? Listen, it's quiet in here this morning. So when I say we don't actually thank God enough, it's true. Yes, we pray before a meal. We do those kinds of things. We think about that kind of stuff. But when was the last time you just stopped and thought to yourself, my goodness, why is God so good to me? Why is He so good to me? Why is God so good to me, and why am I not more grateful and thankful about those things? I can stop personally. I can make it personal. You think about it in your own mind and heart right now. Make it personal for you. I can't help but think of the fact that God gave His only Son for me. And I had that reception and that glorious accepting of Jesus in 1993. What a blessing. What a gift. Something I should be thankful for. In 2003, a beautiful girl married this guy. I should be thankful for that, amen? I don't deserve her, do I? All right, good answer. 2010, 2011. Almost back to back. Thank you, God. A beautiful daughter and a good-looking son because he takes after his daddy. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. We have so many reasons to be thankful. And I know you're sitting right now as I go through that list. I know you're thinking of your own kids and you're thinking of your grandkids and you're thinking of all those things. And yet, how many times do we often, in reality, every day do we just go, God, thank you for giving so much to me? And continually pouring and pouring. You know, we look at the word grace, and again, as I said last week, grace and undeserved love. He gives us this undeserved love, and he just pours and he pours and he pours into us. But what are our habits in thanking him in return? So this morning in Isaiah 12, we're going to look at verses 4 and 5. I could really read the entire chapter, but let's focus in on verses 4 and 5 this morning. And it says, in that day you will say, almost sounds like a poem starting, doesn't it? Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Verse 5. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Now, I read those two verses and I look at habits of thanksgiving. I think about that definition. I think about what's going on here. And I can't help but think we really don't do what this is talking about right here. We don't. And yet it's plainly written in Scripture right before us here. Here are some things that we need to do. And so I'm going to spend, and y'all are going to laugh when I say this, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes, okay? Yeah, that's right, Rocky. Go ahead and laugh, okay? Rocky left the room Wednesday night. Can y'all believe that Rocky's looking at me like, where are you going with this? I got up there in front of those teenagers and I said, listen, I'm going to be short. And Rocky went, psh, and walked out of the room. I'm just kidding. He didn't do that. He Hey, by the way, on that note, Wednesday night was awesome. Listen, to see, I'm sorry, I know I'm supposed to be preaching right now, but I just thought of Rocky and thought of the youth. Can't help but mention this. It was so awesome to see youth and kids run around the building again. That's a good thing, guys. And listen, some say, well, we didn't have that many. Hey, when you don't have nothing for nearly 2 years, having 13, 14 kids up here running around, that's something to shout about, okay? That's exciting. And those kids had a great time Wednesday night, guys. The young ones, and even the teenagers, if you can believe that, had a good time, okay? And they're excited to be back, okay? Okay, let's get back to the sermon now, okay? Again, should we be thankful for that, church? Amen, we should be. And so we see here these habits of thanksgiving here in these two verses. And the first thing simply is this. I'm going to break it down, okay? Walk through these 10 minutes with me here. And it simply says this, is to simply to give thanks. Now, I know that seems elementary, okay? You say, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving because it's November. And your first point is going to be give thanks. Well, when was the last time you honestly stopped and said, God, thank you for this? Did you walk into worship this morning and go, God, man, thank you for letting me be here today. Man, I don't like anything about this preacher, but thank you for letting me be here. Did you see? Max is laughing. He knows where I'm going. Did you go out maybe this morning? I know it's elementary, but let's get to the point here before we get to the others. Did you go out this morning, hop in your car? I don't care the brand of the car, okay? Did you get in your car this morning and thank your lucky stars and thank an almighty God that you didn't have to walk over here? Some's like, well, I would have walked. Okay, next Sunday you walk, okay? You do it. Jay, you walk next Sunday, brother. that Dodge doesn't crank half the time anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not going to go there. Look, Connor's so mad at me right now. Give thanks. Hey, listen, you're going to go home today. And what are you going to do when you get home? I can think of two things. You're going to eat.
Watch the Cowboys.
Watch football. When you watch football, I guarantee you most of them are going to, you know, you're going to nap, right? Yeah. When's the last time you thank God? Now, I know we pray before our meals, right? Y'all pray before you eat. Is it usually a sort of the same prayer you say every time almost? You got it down pat. God knows what's coming, right? When was the last time you really thanked Him? Good grief, God. Look what You've put before me. There are so many people, even in our own backyards, that don't have that. Do we realize that? When was the last time we just thanked Him for those things? And yes, it's an elementary point, but unless we understand why we need to do it, the importance of doing it, why do we give Him thanks for those little things? Because He's given us everything, church. Does God need, or should He give us food? Should He give us vehicles? Should He give us a beautiful church to worship in? He doesn't have to, does He? He's already given everything. He gave a son. We should be grateful. We should be thankful in that. He goes on to say in these verses, it says, the habit of thanksgiving, you will call on Him. What does it mean to call on God? Okay, talk to Him, pray, thank you. Okay, yes, simply, yeah. I was hoping for that pray word, yeah. Just talk to Him. God, You are so good to me. Boy, is God good to you? Man, He's so good to me. You know what the matter? I'll speak personally here. I don't deserve it. I don't. You say, oh, preacher, you're the greatest guy I know. No, you don't. I'm just kidding. No, listen, I don't. I don't deserve it. God says, listen, call on me. Talk to me. Talk to me about those blessings. Talk to me about those things. And here's why it goes on this, and this is where it gets really interesting. And this is something I know we don't do, but just think about what's being written right here, habits of thanksgiving. It says to announce His blessings. Now, grandparents in the room, look at me just for a second. You know what I'm going to ask you, right? Do you ever brag on your grandchildren? Okay, I'm not going to look over the side of the room. Do you ever brag on your grandchildren? Yes, you do. You realize that's what it's talking about right here? Announcing His blessings, habits of thanksgiving, telling others of God's goodness in your life, of the gratefulness of what God has done for you. That's what this is. We know what God has blessed us with, and we get to tell others. You say, well, that's wrong. No, it's not wrong. If we understand where these blessings come from, where these gifts come from, why would we want to brag to other folks about it? Because you know why we do that? Because it's an avenue to tell them of the mercies and the graces of who? God. So yeah, we want to brag on our kids. And yes, we want to brag on our grandkids. And yes, we want to brag on those things, because if we have an understanding of why we're thankful for them, if we have an understanding of where they're from, we're bragging in the right reason, amen? What are we really doing? We're bragging on who? God. Isn't that cool how that works? Now those same grandkids and kids are going to give you some gray hair along the way, right? I mean, look at Max. I mean, golly. I mean, it's going to happen, right? I could tell a story, and I'm not going to tell a story about yesterday. I'm not going to do it. Oh, I want to, but I'm not. You can get some gray hairs. You can lose some hairs. But it says in the Word here, God reminds us, listen, habits of thanksgiving is going to be this. I'm going to announce those blessings. I'm going to tell others of the good things that God is doing for me. Have you ever praised God for a healthy report? Well, you better have. You're announcing His blessings. You're announcing God's goodness. You're announcing His greatness when you do that. When you tell those good reports and those healthy reports, you're telling of God's grace and His mercy, and guess who's hearing? Those doctors and those nurses. Maybe those neighbors who don't have that knowledge of the gift of salvation. Why am I healthy? Because God's good to me. Amen? Announce His blessings. And in doing that, you do the next step here, and it's to proclaim His name. Now, God gives and He gives and He gives and He gives. And I'm past my 10 minutes. Doggone it. And He gives and He gives and He gives. Amen? And He says right here, listen, proclaim My name. What is that doing? Praise Him. Worship Him. Okay, now here's where you're going to participate this morning. Are you blessed this morning? Raise your hand. Are you doubly blessed this morning? Raise both hands. Oh man, y'all look funny. Are you triply blessed? Jump up and down. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, listen, I nearly had it going. Ooh, about to have Pentecostal church up in here. Okay. All right, look, raise you at it, okay? Proclaim His name. God deserves it, does He not? He deserves to be worshipped for His goodness, His grace, His mercy. He deserves to be worshipped. Those are all the attributes we think about, but let's even think about the small things I've already mentioned. The fact you're going to go home and there's going to be a plate of food sitting in front of you. Does God deserve to be worshipped? Yes, He does. The fact that you can drive home, Dodge or Ford, okay, Connor? He deserves to be praised, right? Connor's like, well, I don't know about that second one, but He does. He deserves it. Proclaim His name. It goes on to sort of express what you do there in those verses. It says, sing to Him, right? Sing to Him. You know why singing is mentioned so much in Scripture? What does singing bring out when we sing? What is the attitude or the attribute that comes out when we sing? Joy, there it is. Nailed it on the head. Joy. He's okay. That's one of those blessings we ought to be thankful about right there. Little Owen. I tell you, some preachers get all rattled when babies cry in services. I sort of like it. Don't y'all? It's sort of good to hear that. It's good to... Y'all hear it? Y'all hear it? He's speaking in tongues over there. We need a translator. Okay, anyway... Can't wait to call Travis this afternoon. Okay, to sing to Him. It's an expression of joy. Ray hit it on the head. We're thankful, and if we're really genuinely thankful for God's blessing, we're going to sing about it. Isn't that crazy? We're going to sing to Him with that joy that we have. I don't know about you. In our house growing up around Thanksgiving, we never broke out into song. That never happened. I know it didn't happen at Karen's place either, evidently. That didn't happen, okay? You didn't want it to happen. Now at Christmas time, my cousin would get on the piano and maybe we'd sing some songs that my grandmother liked or something, but I don't ever recall Thanksgiving just busting out into song. But it is an expression of that joy when we sing to Him. And I think if we're showing genuine gratefulness and thanksgiving, I think He deserves to have that joy and that energy shown to Him. God is a joyful God, is He not? You believe that? I believe it. Yes, He's a God of discipline and God of justice. Yes, we can see that. But He does that because why? He loves us. Amen? Ultimately, I think He's a God of joy. And He deserves that. And the last one here is this. It says, tell everyone. Let all these things be known. Why do we let them be known? Because God loves you and me. Now we enter into the time of Thanksgiving. We enter into that time of where we have these big feasts together and we have family gatherings and all the things that go with that. And those are all wonderful things. They are. Love those times. Enjoy those times. Some great memories I can think of in my own childhood and being brought up in those times. And I can think about that and see those things. But ultimately, the fact of the matter is this, is that we get to tell everyone of the reason we have all those memories, of the reason that we have the joy, of the reason that we have life, of the reason that we have a future, is because we serve an almighty God who loves you and I more than we deserve it. Amen? So my challenge to you is simple this morning. This Thanksgiving season, make sure you don't wait to Thanksgiving Day to thank Him. We can start thanking Him right now, amen? Make that a priority. I'd even challenge you. It seems like I remember doing this. I'm looking at Kathy, she's looking at me, don't ask me. Have y'all ever voiced your thankfulness before you ate? Didn't we do that one time? Yeah, she's saying yes. Yeah, you got a great memory here up here. But yeah, maybe that's a challenge to you. When you sit down to partake of that ham or that turkey, maybe voice some of those things you're thankful for. Maybe have a little mini worship service before you bust open those sweet potatoes and turkey and stuff, okay? Thank God for those things. I'm going to pray right now, and I know we're thankful for many things, so I pray as I pray right now, you just pray in your hearts, and you thank God for those things. We'll forgo invitation this morning if you're okay with that. If you need to talk with me after the service, I'd be happy to speak with you and pray with you. Just come up to me, grab me. Grab me around the collar, wherever you need to, okay? We'll do that together. But I'm going to pray right now, and then we're going to move into the deacon time that we're going to have together this morning, and then we'll close out this morning. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this morning.